This week, nearly 500 teachers and students of Salish are in Spokane to celebrate the indigenous language. It's considered critically endangered, but as correspondent Emily Schwing reports, tribal elders are optimistic that younger generations aren't going to let the language disappear.
Centuries ago, if you traveled between Washington's eastern Cascades and western Montana, it's likely you would have bumped into someone who spoke a dialect of Salish. It's a language spoken by many tribes in the Northwest. It's the first language Johnny R. Lee ever learned.
Here's something that my great-grandmother used to tell me. In time, we'll all be speaking one language, which is English, I guess. When that time comes, then the world is going to end.
R. Lee, who's 77, was raised by his great-grandparents on the Flathead Reservation in Montana. That's how he learned the language. He almost gave up speaking Salish, but then the Kalispell tribe started hosting an annual conference to celebrate the language in Spokane. Arlie attends every year.
It's an awakening, not only here, but all Indian country. Their languages are coming back, as long as the young ones carry it on.
For at least a decade, the three-day conference has drawn teachers and students of Salish. They share what they know and look for ways to continue to make it more accessible. I'm Emily Schwing reporting.